Welcome to Everyday Perspectives, a sacred space where I share an energetic approach to very human experiences. I'm Erin Panzarella, and I've been on an active spiritual journey since hitting an intense rock bottom 10 years ago. On this podcast, I share insight to modalities that help me shift from a victim mindset into co-creation with the universe. I connect to my channeling gifts and the Akashic Records to accept, heal, and shift everyday perspectives. If you are ready to step into your power and learn tools that can change your life, you are in the right place. I'm so grateful you found your way here. Let's get into today's episode.
Hello, my beautiful. I am laughing because as soon as I hit record, obviously there is traffic that is very loud outside my window, but I am so excited to be coming to you right now. And I want to thank you for listening because it's been a journey. It's been an up and down, especially with the podcast. I just started season two. And I put two episodes out and I was like, oh, I'm going to be consistent. And then I was not. And I think that it's really important to talk about that today. So I guess that's where we're going. That's what we're doing. But before we get into today's episode, we're going to just tune into the body, take a few deep breaths. And I'm going to open up the space for my guides. So if you want to join me, and closing down the eyes, if you can, if it's available, if you're driving or doing something that requires your attention, please do not close down the eyes. But if you can, let's just watch the breath. Noticing whatever comes up for you in this moment. As you breathe in and as you breathe out. And let's just clear some of the energy, clear some of the space by taking three deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. I'll guide you through the first one, and then you can do the other two at your own pace. Breathe in through the nose. Hold it at the top. And let it out the mouth. Two more times at your own pace. Keeping the eyes closed while I open up the space. Masters, teachers, loved ones, guardians of light, I ask you to come through with whatever messages want to come through today. I am so grateful to you and for your messages. I ask that anything that comes through kindly, clearly, and in highest good of all who are listening. I thank you for your guidance. I thank you for your wisdom. I am open, I am willing, and I am grateful. Opening up the eyes, meeting yourself back into the room, into the space, whenever you are ready. I have been on this beautiful journey of trying to figure out balance. How can I show up without forcing? How can I be in flow while still being productive? How can I do what I love and also make money for it? There's so much unfolding as I navigate having a lot more time to decide what I want to do with myself as a business owner. And I'm realizing that this idea of balance is kind of something that I will always be navigating. In the beginning, I think I was going through this detox of finally not having to show up for a 9-to-5 and wanting to shed the energies that really were sticking with me. And at first, I was showing up doing the busy work, sitting at my desk and forcing myself to do certain things. But I wasn't really doing that many things that were in alignment for my business. It was kind of an escape through taking action without really taking aligned action. And then I realized that that's not how I want to show up. I don't want to show up through force. And then I kind of started to let my foot off the gas. And then I really wasn't doing much at all. I was knowing that I did not want to force myself to show up in this 9-to-5 way. But then I also wasn't really showing up in the best way for myself and my business. So now here I am. I remember I said on my season opener for season 2 of this podcast that I was like, okay, I'm going to show up every week. And now I think this is maybe 2 weeks after I put that out, maybe even 3. I don't even, time is very weird for me right now. But I realized that in order to really build and grow, consistency is like the main thing. Showing up is the main thing that I need to do for myself, for my business. So I have been navigating these waters, seeing how can I show up when it feels like aligned, but also even when it doesn't feel like I want to show up. I think that it's so important to show up on the days that you don't want to. And how can I reframe that to not say that I'm forcing myself to do something? I feel like it can be really, really, really difficult to discern in this space. And there's a lot of pressure to have it all figured out, to think that it needs to be a certain way. And then you limit yourself. And I'm really understanding that there is a difference between showing up consistently and limiting yourself in actions that are not aligned for you. But it's really hard for me at times to understand the difference. I'm always someone who really benefited from having a consistent morning routine. In human design, we have different variables, the arrows, and they show us different aspects of ourselves. And the when you're looking at a human design chart, you have 4 arrows, which are your variables. And the top left arrow is your digestion arrow. And it can either point to the left or to the right. And if it's pointing to the right, that means that you're more flowy because the right side is the more feminine energy, more of the divine chaos, that you are better suited to go with the flow with digestion. So there's a bunch of different digestion aspects of it, but this is also how you digest life. So my top left arrow points to the left, which is the more left brain, right side of the body, masculine. And routine is actually very helpful for me. The way that I digest life is through routine. And it helps me actually be in more flow when I am structured, which is something that's been really hard for me to navigate because, again, I'm in this space where I don't want to force myself to do anything, but I do realize that when I have a routine, I am open to more flow. And I find that a lot of the clients that I work with, that's one of the recommendations. It's that, how can we set you up for more flow? And a lot of the times it is when you have some sort of structure. And how counterintuitive is that? I even think that it is sometimes frowned upon to have so much structure, because people who either don't navigate in that way can feel very limited by structure. And it's really interesting because, as we see, even just go with the flow, being in this more spiritual space and a rejection of the grind, which I understand, there can be kind of this idea that there's something wrong with structure too. I just see a lot of swaying to say that everything is kind of black and white, that one way is wrong. But for me, having a structured morning routine is really, really vital for me to be able to lean more into flow. And I'm understanding, as I work out my daily schedule now, is that I feel more aligned when I do have some sort of structure. And I need to also have breaks and to follow my energy and to really be mindful. But there is a beauty in having a routine for me. And that scares me at times because I don't want to limit myself. And then I realize that it's actually more limiting to not have a routine. And that's been a big adjustment for me to understand, even with food and knowing that certain foods don't align with me. And I used to be like, oh, that's so restrictive. You're not letting yourself have that. And that's not true at all. It's that I'm choosing more aligned things to put into my body because it opens up more freedom for me. It opens me up to more energy and to feeling good. And when I invite certain things into my life, I don't feel as good. And that limits me more. It's understanding that that's more restrictive for me than eating whatever I want all the time. And I think that's something I will always navigate as well, because eating patterns and food in general is something that's been an issue for me for most of my life. So it's just really interesting to see the parallels between how do I not restrict myself, but choose things that make me feel good. How do I consistently show up without limiting myself? And the answer is, I really don't know. And I think that's kind of this lifelong journey of figuring out what works for me and understanding that it's beautiful to pivot when something that was once working for me no longer works. There's been so many times in my life where I felt that I needed to stay in something when its purpose served me already. It's outlived its purpose and now it's harming me. But I was afraid to let go of it. I say this a lot, but part of the reasons why I love human design so much is this beautiful permission to be me. This beautiful permission to be aligned or to be in flow with my natural state of flow, and knowing that that is different than others. And people don't have to understand my energy, and they don't have to understand why I do certain things, or they don't have to understand my choices to pivot and change. Only I have to understand it. And it's been really hard at times because there's been a lot of decisions that I think a lot of people on the outside doubted, and I let their opinions sway what I did. And it's really beautiful to see that as I am more sure of my decisions, as I'm more embodied in them, people are more supportive of them as well. And I don't need their support, but it is really helpful. As humans, we are social creatures. We do want to be accepted by those that we love, and we do want them to be on board with our choices. And I think it's really beautiful to have people who are supporting you. I think support is so vital in our own success. But people don't have to necessarily support your decisions, and not everyone is going to, and that's part of the journey as well. But I think it's really beautiful to see that as I start to support myself, I'm seeing that support mirrored. And when I don't get it, it's not as damaging. It's not as convincing that what I want to do isn't right just because someone else doesn't agree with it. What I'm also just seeing is that it's really beautiful to allow what you want to create come into the world without forcing it to be something that it's not, without pressuring it to just show up imperfectly, show up before you're quote unquote ready. That's, I think, what consistency is. It's showing up before you're ready, showing up even if you don't want to, but you know it's right for you, not because you have to, but because it's going to lead to your growth and lead you to where you want to be. There's a huge difference there. Forcing yourself to do something that you don't want to do because of unhealthy reasons or because of motivations that really aren't good for you, or showing up for yourself even if you don't feel like it, even if you're tired, even if things are going on in your life, but you know that showing up makes all the difference. And I think that as I trust myself, as I navigate and continuously show up for myself, then I trust myself more because I said, I'm going to show up. And then I did it. So I'm seeing that I can trust my word. I can trust that I'm going to show up for myself. And I can see recently where I said, I'm going to show up. I'm going to record this podcast regularly. I'm going to do this, do that. And then I didn't. And then the doubt started to creep in. And that's part of the process, yes. But I also have a lot of power there. I have a lot of sway in whether or not this trust muscle builds or if it diminishes. And I'm starting to really know that the only way for me to move forward, the only way for me to be successful, is to show up. And that doesn't mean I go 100% every day or 110%. No. Showing up even 30% some days is like equal to 100% others. Showing up every day in whatever capacity is vital for your success. I feel the message is really complete, and I really just want to thank you for being along for the ride, being along my ups and downs of showing up for this podcast, because it is, again, something that I'm so passionate about, and I know it's so important. It helps me. It helps me be more sure of my voice, and just, it helps me trust myself when I show up for it. So I thank you just for being along with me as I navigate these waters. And I hope that there was a message within this episode that resonated with you. If you feel aligned, I hope that you will subscribe to the podcast. And if you're really loving it, please rate 5 stars and leave a review. That's really, really helpful. And the best way is to share it with someone that you think would resonate. If this really resonated with you and you think someone you know, love, would benefit from the messages, I ask that you please just share it with them. So thank you so, so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.